And we are back, third hour of the third day here at the Pledge, Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. I'm Dave Savage, the program manager and production manager here at The Quest, and we are joined this morning by Michelle Hines. How you doing this morning, Michelle, as you're taking a sip of coffee?
Well, you know, hey, it's okay. I'm well. How are you, Dave?
Fine, thank you. And also, Melanie Colley is here.
Yes, so. Good morning.
Whoops, hold on. You know what? This happens all the time. You're on that mic. You're on number four. Remember that.
You got to turn me on here.
Yes.
There we go. Turn on my mic.
There we go. So what we're going to do, what we like to do each day is start, for each hour, we like to start with the with a prayer. And this morning, we have from St. Peter Claver School, we've got Ty and Jasang. Are you both there?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. So, Ty, what grade are you in?
I am in eighth grade.
Eighth grade. What about just saying, what grade are you in?
I'm also in eighth grade.
Okay, cool. And so what, each one of you, what's your favorite subject in school?
Probably math.
Okay. And Ty?
I like science and history.
Excellent. So you both kind of have the opposite brains, I think. You know, the math and then the science and history is kind of on the other side. But anyway, no, let's not get into all that. You're both prepared for a prayer this morning to kick off this hour?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Excellent. Anytime you're ready, go ahead.
Cool. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Dear God, we pray for those who are in war or in any conflict. May they find peace with each other and within themselves.
We pray that we may come together and inspire each other to do good in our community. May we stay true to our Lenten intentions and grow in faith each day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Beautiful. I love that. Thank you both so much for kicking off this hour with prayer. Yep. Take care now.
You too.
You too.
Thank you. That's awesome. I love when we can have the kids on praying with us. And Michelle, you
yes.
were saying that did you have a prayer you wanted to do as well? Or
We did.
Yeah.
We have.
Do you want to do that now? Or
you know what? That would be great.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Great.
So my co-host actually is not here today. Melanie was supposed to be our guest at first, and she's kind of become guest/co-host.
Okay.
Because our co-host was unable to attend. Matt was recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Oh.
And so he's undergoing treatment. His spirits, he is a light of hope and just a ray of sunshine. He's always that person that just brings joy to the room and loves people. And we just want to pray a prayer to Our Lady of Lourdes. And we're going to talk about Lourdes in the second half of our hour. But we just wanted to dedicate our time here to Matt.
Yeah.
And to pray this prayer for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in the name of the Father, and the Son, mm-hmm. and the Holy Spirit, amen. O ever Immaculate Virgin, Mother of Mercy, health of the sick, refuge of sinners, comforter of the afflicted, you know my wants, my troubles, my sufferings. Look with mercy on me. By appearing in the Grotto of Lourdes, you were pleased to make a privileged sanctuary. Once you dispense your favors, and already many sufferers have obtained the cure of their infirmities, both spiritual and corporal, I come therefore with complete confidence to implore your maternal intercession. Obtain, O loving Mother, the grant of my requests for complete healing for Matt and for the intentions entrusted to us. Through gratitude for your favors, I will endeavor to imitate your virtues, that I may one day share your glory and bless you in eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you very much. This is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. And we've got matching money again this hour. I love when we have matching money because that means you donate $20, it's $40. Mm-hmm. You donate $100, it's $200. And so we've got that up to $2,500 That's cool. And then what we want you to do is to call in 470-508-1160, log on to thequestatlanta.com or download the app, Quest Atlanta app. And and you know what I didn't do last hour? I didn't thank the donor. I always wanted to make sure I thank everybody. Okay, so let me just thank everybody. Susan from Ackworth, Don and Marcia, in honor of Father Neil and St. Catherine. They're from Kennesaw. And then Lily as well, from Johns Creek. So I thank each and every one of you. Whatever the donation was, is greatly appreciated, and we put it to good use. And we have another $6,300 goal this hour. So it's a lofty goal, but I think we can do it.
Let's do it.
So, okay. Yep. Michelle?
Yeah, so just a little bit about me. I have been volunteering with the Quest almost since the beginning.
Cool.
You know, Carol and I became friends through a mutual friend of ours. And I've been the one that's done a lot of the technical things behind the scenes, not so much in this role. Mm-hmm. Done a few of the parish talks and back when we were doing those. And so, you know, I'm a Holy Spirit parishioner, as well as Melanie. and we're both dames in the Order of Malta. So we're both actually converts, which is a little different a lot of times to find that in the same place at the same time. So, you know, I think that that's one of the things that Melanie and I have in common, among other things. Mm-hmm. But I was going to let her kind of introduce herself too.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear about you.
Yeah, so my name is Melanie, and I, as Michelle said, I am a convert. I grew up in a very Christian home, but I went to college, and like many people, I didn't go to church very often, and I just found myself trying to figure out where I wanted to go in my Christianity. I knew I was always going to be a Christian, but what church I was going to be going to. And I actually met my husband, and he is Catholic, and he would go to daily mass, and I would see, you know, how that was important to him. And I always was very curious, and I wanted to go with him. And one of my best friends in college was also Catholic. So fast forward, after college, the Holy Spirit would just drive me to adoration after work. And I just had this craving to go to adoration and to be with Jesus.
And this is before you're Catholic.
This is before I was Catholic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't actually even really know that much about adoration or what it meant. I just knew I wanted to be there. And fast forward, I did a ton of research, and I told my now husband, I was like, I want to become a Catholic. And he was kind of taken aback because he was never pushy about, you know, I want you to become a Catholic. But so now I'm a devout Catholic. I'm a parishioner at Holy Spirit with Michelle. And as she said, we're dames in the Order of Malta. That's where I am. And we're going to talk about the Facebook Rosary and Lourdes. And that's kind of another mutual thing that we have in common.
Excellent. Now, let me just jump in real quick. And your story is somewhat similar. I'm a cradle Catholic, and my wife was not raised that way. We got married in the Catholic Church. And then after we had kids, and because we promised to bring the kids up in the faith, and she's like, you know, I better learn about this. So she just started going to RCIA just to learn about it. Next thing you know, she's Catholic.
Yeah.
So excellent. So Michelle. Yeah.
So, you know, I have that kind of convert story too of growing up Methodist and coming into the church, feeling more at home in the Catholic Church after I always had my faith, but it, like Melanie, kind of didn't go to church and mm-hmm. that. So, one of the things that we're going to talk about today is Melanie, we're tomorrow actually, is the 2-year anniversary of her rosary group. And I'm going to let Melanie tell us how she started and what drew you to starting the rosary group.
Let me back up really quick, because if my mom's listening, she'll be like, you didn't go to church. I did go to church. I didn't go to church in college, but I went to church growing up. Okay, so the rosary group, it's interesting because my first encounter with the rosary was actually when I was a little girl. I went to a friend's house, and again, I wasn't Catholic, but the power went out, and her mom was like, we should pray the rosary. And I was like, what? Why are we praying the rosary when the power? Mm-hmm. Anyway, it has always been in my head, and that's always, I felt like, you know, Mary planted that seed in me when I was very young. And so the Holy Spirit speaks to me, and a lot of people can hear God with these dramatic conversations. I don't always have that, but I do kind of feel the nudges from the Holy Spirit. So when the pandemic started, about a week later, and everybody's lost and confused and in their home and alone, I felt the Holy Spirit say, you need to start a rosary ministry. And I was like, okay. And it was at the same time when Pope Francis had said, everybody needs to pray the rosary tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And so I just decided, I put it on Facebook in our school's Facebook page. I said, hey, I'm going to hop online tomorrow to pray the rosary at 9 o'clock. If anyone wants to join, I'd love for you to come. So I started doing that for a week, and then I was like, well, I don't want to just monopolize this school rosary page. So I was like, I'm going to create a new page, and we're going to keep doing it. And what I thought was going to be 2 weeks, you know, we're going to pray the rosary for 2 weeks every day. It's become 2 years tomorrow. So
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like you said, you didn't think that was going to be a long-term thing, right?
Right.
And so what I know from being part of that rosary group, and unfortunately I don't get to join quite as often as I'd like, but how do you think that blessing of being able to pray the rosary every day and actually doing that and putting the group together, I know you've had some personal blessings from that. But I also know you've shared a lot of, and so has the group, a lot of blessings. So Melanie put out into our group, hey, if, you know, this is what we're going to do, we're going to be on the quest. We want to share all the good news of the rosary and the blessings. And so everyone's been reaching out and giving, and just a reminder, right? Because after 2 years, you kind of go back and you're like, yeah, I remember that. And I remember that blessing. But, you know, it's never as personal as when the person themselves shares it. So would you like to share some of those, not only your own personal ones, but
yeah, I would love to. So it, and I love the fact that it has become part of my daily routine. I mean, how many times in your life can you say that you've literally done a habit or something every single day? I mean, everyone has lofty goals. I'm going to work out every day. I'm going to do, right. You know, I'm going to read the Bible every day, but I this is the only time in my life where I can say that I've done something every single day. And part of it is the accountability. You know, if I on my own were to say I'm going to pray the rosary every day, I probably wouldn't be as good about the habit. But I know that people are counting on me to be live on Facebook. And that, to me, like, that is such a blessing, knowing that I'm impacting people's lives. And my family now knows mommy's saying the rosary. I'm either going to go sit and say it with her, or we're going to be quiet, you know?
So if you don't do it, you're not just letting yourself down. You're letting everybody else down.
And yeah.
Yeah. She's setting this wonderful example for her children and to move forward. But Nick, who is her oldest, does a wonderful job of leading the rosary at times when she needs to run to rescue Annie, who's the youngest.
How old is Nick?
Nick is 8.
Awesome. Yeah,
he will lead the rosary by himself.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. And then, you know, Mary Kate, she does like that. Yeah. She'll do it too, but not as much as Nick. She's a little more shy.
Yeah.
And then Annie is just, you know, she's,
Annie likes to be like, say hello on the rosary. So I have, Nick is 8. I have Sarah Kate is 6.
Sarah Kate, I said Mary Kate. I'm so sorry.
That. No, you're fine. And then Annie, who is 4. And so part of one of the things that I want this ministry to be is that I'm an everyday person just trying to get to heaven, just like the rest of us. And you can say the rosary no matter what you're doing. So it's not a professional podcast. My kids are in the background a lot of times, like wrestling or in the bathroom. You can hear toilets flushing. My dog's barking. I mean, I'm just trying to set the example that you don't have to have a quiet place to, you know, hold Mary's hand. I always say, like, saying the rosary is like holding Mary's hand and just like asking for her help on a day-to-day basis and talking to God.
Yeah, she knows life happens.
Yeah, what, I'm like, she's a mom, you know. Yeah,
exactly.
So, but back to what you're saying, I get sidetracked because I'm like so excited about the rosary. But a lot of people had, they messaged me and said, this rosary group has just, it's brought so many blessings to my family. A lot of people started saying the rosary as a family. Mm-hmm. And I have one friend in particular, she reached out to me because she said that her her daughter was in a place where she, you know, you go through peaks and valleys of your faith journey. And she said her daughter was kind of in a valley and just wasn't really being able to hear God. And she started praying the Facebook rosary with her mom and with our group. And they went to Fatima, and the sun had woken them up at the window, and she was talking to Mary, and Mary was talking to her. And she told her mom that she had a vision of Mary saying, like, keep doing what you're doing, like, keep praying the rosary. I know you're going through a hard time, but I'm going to get you through the end of it. And so now she's like devoted to the rosary as well.
That's awesome.
I just love hearing those. I mean, people have been healed. You know, we've prayed for healing through one of our friends' uncles was on a ventilator at the very beginning of COVID and came out the other side, you know, and was able to hear how we were praying the rosary in his hospital room. He could hear us praying it. So,
and they gave him almost no chance.
Yes.
Almost no chance. They had called in the family. They had done all of that. And we just kept praying.
Well, I know that once you're on a ventilator, it's usually not good.
Right. Yeah. And this was like, you know, this was like the first couple months.
It was really early.
It's, of course, it's scary, but like it was very
unknown. It was scarier then because it was very, yes, absolutely. You're right. Let me just take a minute here just to reset. This is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. And we're talking about prayer. We're talking about the rosary, the Facebook rosary that you're doing here and everything. But I also want to remind people that, you know, what's going on here and everything, that we've got all these volunteers here. And Michelle, you said you volunteer here,
yes,
as well. And
not as much as I used to. I'm a little more busy, and I live a little further away. But as much as I can, and yeah. I like to do things even remotely. I mean, even if you can't come here
exactly.
in person, there's so many things that you can do within your own parish. You can do those. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of the online things. So if you see emails go out or sign up geniuses or those kind of things, I do those for the quest. But you can volunteer anywhere
and
for the quest.
And so basically, you know, all these people, there's you and I don't even know if I could count all the people. I mean, that
right.
you know, I'm still meeting volunteers that we have that are doing things. But all these people see the value in the quest, you know, and most of these people they donate not only their time, but their treasure too, you know, monetarily. So these people all feel it's worthy. It's a good cause. It's evangelization, which we're all called to do. And so, you know, where else are you going to get that? You know, the quest brings all that to you. So it's very important because if we don't get the donations, we don't stay on the air. So it's very important that you call 470-508-1160, log on to thequestatlanta.com, or you can download the Quest Atlanta app on your phone. And, you know, once you're, you know, maybe as soon as you finish up with the Facebook rosary, just jump over and donate some money there.
We also have that matching gift this hour.
Well, we do. We absolutely do. Because our goal is $6,300, but we've got a matching gift of $2,500. From a Holy Spirit parishioner. Right.
And thank you, whoever you
yes,
are.
Thank you.
Thank you, absolutely.
Which is awesome. And the other thing I want to mention, too, is that not only that, but I've been mentioning this all along, we've got these gift certificates that these mostly restaurants have donated.
Oh, wow.
So that anybody who calls in and donates, just ask for a gift certificate. I mean, we've got Chick-fil-A, we've got Jay Christopher's. In fact, Chick-fil-A supplied our breakfast this morning, and well, each morning this morning of the 3 days here. Reveille and Marietta, thanks to Eddie there. Crabapple Tavern, Brookwood Grill. I mean, all these places have donated, and just ask for a gift certificate. And You'll get one. Just make a donation, any size. But we do need to get to $6,300 this hour. And I'll check in with what the amount is in just a little bit before we take our break in 5 minutes or so.
Well, the last time we did this, we actually did the broadcast because it was during, we weren't all in lockdown, but it was definitely during the height of the pandemic. And we did the broadcast actually from Holy Spirit. And we did it. There was a group of us who did it. And, you know, it was a wonderful experience. And we actually had the highest money raised of that day.
Really?
So I want to do that again.
Come on, people.
Melanie and I are just a little bit competitive. So if you could, please, you know, call that number. It's 470-508-1160. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, you mentioned you could go to the app. You can log online at thequestatlanta.com. But, you know, Melanie and I definitely want to be able to brag a little bit about, you know, we did the best money.
I know. Yeah. I mean, we're only asking, you know, we're doing the power of three, right? Three is important in our faith and the three-day pledge drive. We've got the resurrection on the third day. Let's get three new monthly donors. Let's get...
And a shout out to Lynn because she's our queen of the power of three.
Yes, exactly. So let's just... Come on, guys. I want to hear people calling in. I want to hear that we're getting donations online. And like Michelle said, we want the bragging rights that we raised the most money today.
Well, and I got to tell you, though, if you're going to get those bragging rights, you got some big shoes to fill because they...
Father Neil was on today, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he was.
Did you have to put us on his day?
I knew it.
You're going to have to ask not to be on Father Neil's day next time, but they did very well. Although they didn't...
Did he do two hours? Because that's like...
You got to divide it in half. Yeah, but still, they did very well. So you got some work to do here.
All right.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. But you know, so it's just a wonderful blessing, like you said, just to be able to volunteer here and to give yourself to your faith, and whether it's, you know, praying the daily rosary or doing something, volunteering with the Quest, which is a great opportunity, but just remembering every single day to put God first, not only in these penitential seasons of Lent and Advent, but just every single day. Mm-hmm. If it's as simple as thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Amen. Mm-hmm. I mean, just something every morning just to start your day. I started doing that about a year and a half ago with some with the rosary, you know, and I pray that every day on my way into the office. So, I was doing it a little before then, but definitely not every day. But Melanie's, encouraged me and just, I love to do it every day now.
I think that was one of the things, because when the Facebook rosary started, I was doing it at night. And there's always spiritual warfare, right? You know, when you're doing something that's good, you're always fighting, against the devil for how he's trying to get you to stop doing it. And the nights were becoming harder because, you know, I have three little kids and my husband and I are trying to put the kids to bed. I like the mornings, but the initial wake up, I'm like, I don't want to get out of bed. And I was like, I'm going to do this for God and I'm going to get up earlier and I'm going to do the rosary in the mornings during the week. So during the week, the rosary is at 7:30 in the morning. And then that way people have all day to listen to the replay or whatever. And
that's a great thing about Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in January, I was like, maybe I'm going, you know, again, it's 2 years and I love doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. But I was like, maybe I'm going to do it as a podcast. But then I kind of put it out to the group and they're like, no, we like it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We like the personal interaction because people can comment during during the live rosary with their prayer intentions. And even though you can't see them, you know that they're there with you.
So let me just get this straight. So at 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Yes.
And so you're live right there. You can do it then.
Correct.
But if that doesn't work for you, you can catch it later on in the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And how do we find this on Facebook?
So it's called the Nightly Live Rosary. So if you just search it, Nightly Live Rosary, and it's got a picture. It's nightly because we started at night. It's just got a picture of the rosary on there. And, you know, I say 7:30 in the morning. again, I'm a mom and there has to be flexibility.
Might be 7:35.
Exactly. So I do post like a little note that says today it's going to be at 8 a.m. Like on Friday mornings, I go to mass at the kids' school. Mm-hmm. And so it has to be at 8 a.m. You know, so there's some flexibility there. But then the podcast, you can find it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And that's titled Daily Live Rosary. So you can listen to that. I record them simultaneously so mm-hmm. that I know it's kind of like a circus, but I feel like that's what the Lord wants me to do. So I'm going with it.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So real quick, we're going to take a break here shortly. I just want to say this is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. And you can call in your donation, your pledge to 470-508-1160. You can log on to thequestatlanta.com or download the Quest Atlanta app. And I mentioned this before, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but this is the third day of the pledge drive. So that makes our theme three. Three is a holy number because it's the number of the Trinity. Christ's resurrection happened on the third day. And chances are there's somebody out there who's been listening all 3 days of this pledge drive. Maybe they've been listening for 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, I don't know. But maybe the Holy Spirit has been talking to you and prompting you to give. So this really is your day. Answer that call. Three monthly donors at $100 would be awesome. New donors, people that haven't donated before. Well, even if you have before, whatever. Three new monthly donors, or maybe just think about it, the power of three. And that's our theme today. But anyway, let's take a little break. And what are we doing in the second half hour?
We're going to be talking about Lourdes and miracles from Lourdes and our pilgrimages there and just how prayers have been answered through that.
You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest. And this is our spring pledge drive, where the theme is the power of prayer. Keep listening for more stories of inspiration and hope through the power of prayer. After hearing these stories, if you're moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Power of Prayer Pledge Drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
That's the power of prayer.
In today's world, cybersecurity is critical for your business. Award-winning VerseBright provides solutions to protect your company from hackers. For protection now, see VerseBright.com. That's VerseBright.com. The Quest thanks VerseBright for their support.
The Quest presents the best of Catholic rap with the artist Communion.
I believe in God, the Lord, the Almighty, who embraces the leper of society, gives sight to the blind with clay that he's spitting, and says, rise and walk, your sins are forgiven. I believe our mission is to care for the homeless and bring the good news to all of the hopeless. It's our responsibility, not merely sage advice, and every poor person is the face of Christ.
The way for a better tomorrow and today. Throw your hands up in the air and lift your voice and say, I believe in Jesus and rejoice.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
My name is Father Volodymyr Patricia. I am pastor at Mother of God Church in Conyers, Georgia. And here is a prayer for Ukraine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, God of powers, and God of our salvation, look down with mercy and compassion on your humble servants, and out of love for mankind, have mercy on us and on the land of Ukraine. We, who are sinful and unworthy, pray unto you in repentance and with tears. Help us, O God, our Savior, and deliver the land of Ukraine. For you are the health and victory and salvation of them that put their hope in you, and unto you do we send up glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much for your support and thinking about us. Please continue just to pray. God bless you.
The Vatican Exposition of Sacred Relics includes relics of the Saints Joseph, John the Baptist, and Mary Magdalene, pieces of the wood of the True Cross, and over 100 more. It's one night, March 31st, at All Saints Parish, Atlanta. Find out more at thequestatlanta.com.
Let us offer a prayer of thanksgiving for Father Mario Lopez, a priest serving in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Eternal God, we thank you for the blessings of Father Lopez, who represents you on this earth. Make him more greatly aware of the grace that you pour out through him as he ministers the sacraments, and help him to fall more deeply in love with you after each and every Mass that is celebrated. Please strengthen him so that he may lovingly and courageously shepherd your flock. May we support Father Lopez in the Archdiocese of Atlanta by offering him kind words, deeds, and assistance. We thank you, God, for the gift of Father Mario Lopez. Allow him to remain an example of your truth and a guide to all those he is entrusted to serve. We ask these things of you, our Lord, our eternal priest. Amen.
The Power of Prayer Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160, on our app, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the Power of Prayer on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
That's the power of prayer. That's the power of prayer.
And we are back this hour on the third day of our pledge drive. With Michelle Hines and Melanie Colley. Thank you, ladies, for being here. And I'll just mention, I've mentioned this a few times already today, but I think it's important that, you know, if you watch anything else in the media, you know, on the mainstream media or whatever, it's if it bleeds, it leads. But here, we're all about good news of Christ, good news, you know, the scriptures and everything else. And I think that's important to think about, you know, that it's important to support something like the Quest, because to keep that positive message going for the Atlanta Metro, it's very important. And it the station doesn't exist without donations. So we need that. We've got $2,500 of matching money from a Holy Spirit parishioner. So thank you, whoever you are. We also have a $6,300 goal, which, you know, you're competitive and you're going to just blast that right out of the water, aren't you?
Oh, we hope so, yeah.
Okay. So let these ladies get to that goal of $6,300. And speaking of a positive message, I mean, the Facebook rosary, I mean, how much more positive can you be than that, you know? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, Melanie mentioned that she does that every day, and you know, you'll hear kids in the background, and her kids are absolutely adorable, by the way. They just got a new puppy, so you can see the puppy. And then also she started a podcast back in January. I think originally, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was kind of a thought of, let's move from the Facebook Live to the podcast. You could do the podcast anytime. People could listen anytime. Mm-hmm. But everybody loves seeing her kids. And everybody loves the, you know, the smiles. And, of course, now the puppy, because, you know, I just have to mention the puppy. But, you know, it's so, and it's just brings a different touch and feel to that rosary experience. It really feels like you have that connection. And, you know, I didn't ask you earlier, how many people have prayed the rosary with you during this 2 years? I know that's a lot, and some of you know, were on. I think you had a really high number at the beginning, and now it's kind of a stable number going that. And then the podcast has started to take off too. So talk a little bit about that.
So we have almost 180 people in the actual Facebook group, probably on a daily basis live, because, you know, not everybody can join at 7:30 in the morning.
Right.
So live, we usually have about 10. And then throughout the day, people will comment that they've done the replay. And it's usually around 20, 25 total. And then for the podcast, which I had no idea this would be the thing, I'm seeing that like 50 and 60 people on Ash Wednesday, 100 people listen to it. I was like, what? That's amazing. I think with the a little bit of a difference between the Facebook Rosary and the podcast is that the Facebook Rosary is a private Facebook page. Now you can join it, but I didn't want, you know, people are sharing their private intentions in that group. Mm-hmm. So I wanted it to be like someone in the group knew who this person was so that people could feel that it was an intimate space to share what's on their heart.
Yeah, now, that makes sense.
For the podcast, when I'm recording the podcast, I delete the parts where we're mentioning specific people's intentions just so that, like I said, it can be a little bit more of a private space. And that's how I think the podcast is probably reaching more people, because you don't have to request to join the podcast. Anyone can just search it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
So basically the podcast then is just it's the audio portion of the Facebook live feed.
Correct. Right.
Okay. Yeah. That's very cool.
So you still hear the kids in the background and you still hear the doors shut.
And the dog barking.
And the dog barking and Annie asking for waffles. Yeah.
Yes. There's no editing. It's not professional. There's no like musical intro.
Well, and I think that speaks to some of the popularity too, because I honestly think people can relate to what's going on. It's like, you know, when I try to pray the rosary, the same stuff happens, you know?
Oh, the Fridays are my favorite.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Fridays is, you know, her son's school has a mass that the family can join, weekly mass that they go to. And so they're sitting in the parking lot. She's like waiting for, you know, the mass to get started or time for the mass. And she's with Annie, who's four. And so Annie's in the car. She's trying to pray the rosary. You see Annie like trying to open the sunroof. She's like climbing out of it. She's like singing. She's yelling. She's grabbing for knobs and buttons. And she, you know, so you can see all of that. It's funny.
That's great.
But, you know, we were talking a little bit during the break about some of the other blessings and some of the other things that really have come out of this rosary. And one of the things, Melanie, you mentioned was the lady who was praying with us last year.
Yeah, and Betty. Yeah. So I don't know Betty. Betty joined because someone else in our rosary group had invited her to join. And I think that's what's great about it. It's like, hey, this is making an impact on my life. Why don't you come join? It's kind of like the Holy Spirit is just moving from person to person. So Betty lived in Texas, and I think she was 76, and she joined the rosary group, and she was religious about being on the rosary with us every morning. And Betty unexpectedly passed away last January or February. And that was devastating because I enjoyed seeing her name pop up every morning, knowing that we were praying together. And she always messaged me to tell me how much this rosary was meant to her. And I don't know how much she'd prayed the rosary before this group, but it was kind of a beautiful thing that God was helping prepare her for, you know, end of life and her getting right in her prayer life before going to heaven.
So that's beautiful.
I just love knowing, you know, no matter what stage in your life, this is making such an impact. And I'm going to keep doing it because I don't remember what saint said this, but they were like, if we only knew the power of all of our prayers, like if we could only see the impact that it was making. And it's kind of like, you know, we're doing the Facebook Rosary. We have the Quest that's, you know, spreading the good news, and they have all these programs that you can listen to. It is important in this day to be surrounding ourselves with the Rosary and the Quest and all this Catholic media so that we can evangelize and that we can share that with other people, and that those messages that we're hearing, we can tell our friends and trickle out to everybody else.
I think it's, you know, you just reminded me of something. And we mentioned we're Holy Spirit parishioners, and Monsignor Dillon, who is our pastor, is always reminding us that we are called to evangelize and that the doors of the church are not the end of our evangelization, but only the beginning. And so, you know, it's just a reminder that especially during this time where we're preparing for the resurrection and in this penitential season of remember the precepts of the church, you know, we're saying a prayer every single week now to invite people back to mass, because we've seen such a, not just in our parish, but in parishes all over the country, and I'm sure even in some cases the world, is that we've seen a drop off of that mass participation and attendance. And so this is a great time of year to be able to focus on things like the rosary every day and just get back into the habit of putting Christ first, mm-hmm. and putting God first. So I know we wanted to talk a little bit about we are both dames in the Order of Malta.
Before you start on that, I just want to mention that this is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160 The Quest, and we do need your donations. I know you want to get into that, but we've got so much to do here. I want to thank the people. Let me walk down to the call center here.
Definitely want to thank everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got Christine from Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Yes, Christine.
Awesome, huh?
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
And what about then Amy from Atlanta? We've got Ben. He's got the same last name as you do, Melanie.
He's a good husband.
And he commented, "You go, girl." So excellent, Ben. We also have Colleen in Kennesaw. Gerard in Ackworth. Shouldn't tell you this, but that's in honor of Father Neil. But
it's okay.
You know what the good thing is, though?
It was in our hour.
It is in your hour. Yes.
Thank you, Father Neil.
So that's,
and thank you, Amy and Colleen.
and that's all that matters right here. When it came in, right? And also in honor of Matt Witt, Lynn from Atlanta donated, and Carrie from Marietta. We really appreciate all those donations.
Thanks, Lynn.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. So if you want to donate, we need this to our goal overall for the 3 days here, $200,000.
Wow. Ooh.
And so you're thinking,
let's do it.
What's my $10? What's my $100 going to do? It helps. It honestly does. I mean, the power of many.
But if anybody can inspire it, Melanie can. She is the queen of fundraising.
Absolutely. And $6,300 is the goal this hour. We've got $2,500 in matching money. Your $100 donation becomes $200. So, and that's from a Holy Spirit parishioner. So we thank them for that. And so I'll just mention real quick, the way you can participate in this is by calling 470-508-1160. Log on to thequestatlanta.com, or make sure, if you don't already have it, I don't know why you don't, but you should have the Quest Atlanta app on your phone, and you can also donate that way as well. So go ahead. You were starting to say what now?
Yeah, we did. We are both dames in the Order of Malta, and the Order of Malta is a religious order, and it actually started back in the Crusades. And it's active now in 120 countries across the world. And what our mission really is, to care for the sick and the poor and to defend the faith. So, you know, during the Crusades, obviously, it was a little, we don't carry swords and have armor, but it'd be really cool if we did.
We wear spiritual armor.
Yeah, wear spiritual
Why
armor.
Why can't you?
Great. Come on. You know, I know, right? I want a sword. I don't think people would really be happy if I had one, but it's okay. Founded in Jerusalem, you know, the 11th century, and, you know, we have over a 900-year history, and, you know, we're very blessed to be called to be active members and to be dames in the order. And it's something that we take very seriously. It's become, for sure, my spiritual home.
Mm-hmm.
And really, my faith has been bolstered through that and through the leadership of our chaplains and our hospitalers. Lynn, who donated, was mm-hmm. our previous hospitaler, and Jackie, our current hospitaler. And Jay was also our hospitaler. In the time that I've been involved. Yeah. And, you know, they're just wonderful leaders of calling us and reminding us of what is important. And one of the things that we do with the Order of Malta that we all are desperately missing
mm-hmm.
is our annual pilgrimage to Lourdes. And we take the pilgrimage started basically, you don't know about Lourdes. I probably should start there, I think.
Yeah.
A little bit, because some people mm-hmm. are like, Lourdes, I've heard of that, but I don't really remember what it is or haven't. And so Lourdes is at the base of the Pyrenees Mountains in France. And if you've heard of St. Bernadette, it was actually St. Bernadette on February 11th, 1858. She was in a place that was actually a dump looking for firewood. They were very poor. She was from a very poor family. She was also very sickly herself her entire life, starting in her childhood. She was with her younger sister, and they were gathering firewood by the river in this trash dump. And she saw this beautiful lady. And over time, because I know I could go on forever about St. Bernadette in the grotto, but I think just for simplicity's sake, and we also want to get to some of the blessings and things that we've seen while we've been there, there were apparitions. And over time, a couple of those apparitions, the first, nobody believed her, right? Because her sister, the friend, nobody could see the lady.
She was young.
She was really young. She was very poor. But as these apparitions went on, Mary had asked her to tell them to build a chapel on that spot. She told her to dig and find the spring and to drink from the spring. That spring still exists today.
Wow.
Millions and millions of gallons of water every single year. And the healing that has come from that water is amazing. There are 69 certified miracles. It's an arduous process of 15, 20 years of follow-up. There can be no medical intervention at all. So let's say you're a cancer patient and you experience this miraculous healing from the water of Lourdes. If you've had any kind of treatment, chemo, radiation, you're immediately disqualified. So it's just that kind of thing. But we go on an annual pilgrimage. We haven't been able to go now. This is year three.
Yeah.
This will be year three that we won't be there. We usually go the first week of May. It is just an amazing blessing. There's members of the order from 45 different countries that are all there that same week. It's like the takeover of Lourdes by the Order of Malta.
It's amazing.
It's an amazing experience. And the malades that we take, we have seen miraculous healing, mainly spiritually. The last time we were in Lourdes, I know there was a gentleman by the name of Dave, and he had Lewy Bar dementia, was diagnosed, and he was very enclosed into himself when he was there. He was a guitar player who hadn't played in, I think, almost 2 years. But his wife brought his guitar along. He really was polite. He was nice, but you couldn't get two words out of him. Yeah. By the end of the second day in Lourdes, he was downstairs with a group of people, the music director for our pilgrimage, playing his guitar and singing. And we have a talent show on the last day, and he's up there singing and playing, and his joy of just discovering his love again of life was amazing. I've seen him a few times since then, and he still has that. And it was the miracle of Lourdes that brought it out.
Mm-hmm. I think that happens when you go to, you kind of come out of your, it's like a spiritual awakening. You become the best version of yourself by going to this place. It just, I remember, because my husband and I went shortly after we were married. We didn't even really know anything about it. People were like, and you're coming on the Lourdes pilgrimage. And this was, I think we'd been married 9 months. And then that was an amazing experience. But then fast forward, I think it was like 9 years later, I went back. And at this time we had three kids, so we couldn't both go. But I felt the Holy Spirit nudge me. I was praying the rosary, and they were like, and then Mary was like, you need to go. And it was such, like, when I went there, I remember my friends who knew me well, they were like, Melanie, I was like on fire about like just wanting to be there and talk to the malades and like just be in the presence of Mary and Jesus. I mean, you can't even explain what it's like when you just see people that are all dressed in uniform, all like worshiping God and like doing adoration and praying the rosary and the baths, especially. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's an amazing experience. And going back to St. Bernadette for a moment, the way that they finally believed her is because, remember, she's poor, she's uneducated, she's, very young, is Mary said to her, she kept asking, who are you? Who are you? And finally she said to her, I'm the Immaculate Conception. And so that's when they believed her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the moment that they believed her, because she, there's no way she could have known those words. There's no way she could have known, like, I'm the Immaculate Conception. Done. That's not something you just make up, right?
Right.
So, you know, it's amazing when you walk into those baths, and it's a very well-oiled machine,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, you're in line, you're going in. And I know myself, you know, we had a dame who went on the pilgrimage last time as a Malad. And one of the things that I can guarantee you about that experience is that water is the coldest water that you have ever experienced in your life. And you're immersing yourself in it, right? And so you're sitting there and you're going, okay, I know this is going to be cold. You're standing there, you're like wrapped in a sheet, you're standing there, your feet are in it, you're going, this is so cold, how am I going to get it? It's so cold. And you do, and, you know, I was standing there, and they say, you know, pray to our mother, and Mary, a picture, an icon of Mary is in the room, or a statue. There's a couple of different things in different baths. And you go, and I really was like, I don't feel like I'm doing this right, you know, because I didn't feel anything. Mm-hmm. But I, as I stood there and prayed to Mary, she washed over me. And it was the most, probably the one of the most spiritual and emotional mm-hmm. experiences I've ever had in my life. And I was going back to Marie, who was a dame who went as a Malad the last time. We were all kind of worried a little bit because of the water.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, you get out, and the amazing thing is, as you're trying to get dressed again, you're thinking, okay, these clothes are going to stick to me. You know, you got those. Mm-hmm. You're completely dry.
Really?
Completely dry. And for us, our uniform also includes tights, right? And any of you ladies on listening right now know what I'm talking about. You cannot put on tights or stockings when you're wet. And I was kind of worried about that coming out, right? I was completely 100% dry. And you'll hear that from
everyone. This is like immediately after you got
immediately.
Out.
Immediately. Yeah. Got out immediately. Wow. Yes. And so, you know, when Marie came out, we were all like, you know, are you okay? How was it? And she was very emotional. And you typically are. She's like, the water was so warm. And we all kind of look. And we'd heard that before, right?
Because like you hear. People,
yeah.
Warm for them.
You hear those things. But to actually speak to somebody who had that experience was amazing. And she was being called back by Mary. So she went to the bath several days in a row.
Yeah.
Which was an amazing experience for her. I think you had an experience too, didn't you?
Well, so my experience is on the other end. They were asking for volunteers. And this was like, I felt like I was just getting thrown in. They were like, you are going to help volunteer. And I didn't know what that meant because I didn't really know much about the baths at that point.
Oh, that's right. That was your first trip.
That was my first trip.
About that.
And so I went in and they have a ladies' side and a men's side. And there's basically like these stalls of different baths that you can go in. It's kind of like a huge baptismal font, like. And you're sitting on the people who are going in are sitting on a bench and their towel. And I was one of the people in the bath actually dunking the women. And the most beautiful thing that I experienced was that these are people from all around the world. And most of the people in my bath didn't speak English, but we're all there for the common purpose mm-hmm. of healing. We just wanted healing. And so they're saying prayers in Italian and French, and I don't know what they're saying, but we all want the same thing.
Right.
And so you're praying for them. And it's just so beautiful that it's like this communion of believers. And being able to, I mean, that was just so emotional because people would be crying. And but we had that commonality of Jesus mm-hmm. and Mary and the healing there.
I wish we had more time. We don't, though, because
we were going to run out of time.
I find this fascinating. And one thing I do need to ask you, Melanie, you mentioned, I'm just wondering how you explain this to your husband, that the Holy Spirit said that I should go on this pilgrimage and leave you home with the kids. How does that?
She got him help.
My husband's amazing. So he was like, the kids were the best they've ever been. Like, I feel like all the pieces you know, Mary wanted me to be there. And my mom and his mom came and helped, you know, while he was working. And it just worked out. I just felt
that's
like
awesome.
I know. I was kind of worried that it was going to be like spiritual warfare, but it all worked out.
Well, that's awesome. This is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. And I just want to mention, we've been mentioning this before, but today is the third day of the pledge drive. Three is a holy number. I mean, it's the number of the Trinity. Christ's resurrection happened on the third day. And if there's somebody out there that's maybe been listening all 3 days or 3 weeks, 3 months, whatever, we need your donation to make this, to keep this station on the air. And I want to mention, too, that anyone who donates or even calls in is going to be registered to win, for a chance to win, VIP pilgrimage to EWTN in the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament.
Wow.
Or a beautiful piece of religious artwork donated by artist Sally Kazin, or a framed picture of the Divine Mercy. So make sure you're calling in and are going online with your donations at 470-508-1160. Log on to thequestatlanta.com or get the Quest Atlanta app if you don't already, and you can donate that way too. Ladies, anything, we're really out of time here, but anything you want to say just in conclusion?
Well, if you want to, listen to the Rosary podcast, you can find it. It's called Daily Live Rosary on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or if you prefer the Facebook version, it's called Nightly Live Rosary on Facebook.
Yeah, we just want to thank everybody. And thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Michelle Hines, Melanie Colley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO, East Point, your Atlanta Catholic Radio. Welcome to the Spring Pledge Drive, where our theme is The Power of Prayer.
In this episode of Behind the Quest, we'll examine the effort made to make sure you're plugged in and know what's going on locally here in the Atlanta Archdiocese and even in your local parish. How does the Quest keep our listeners plugged into things happening locally in the Atlanta Metro?
I'm Kathy McCormick, and I'm the marketing manager here at the Quest. What's great about Catholic Radio is the way it can extend the local Catholic community. You know, there's so many wonderful things going on in the Catholic parishes and schools in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. It's nice to have parishes kind of be able to know what's going on next door in a way. Some parishes may not have the opportunity to offer a Lenten mission, but the parish next door might. And so you can go to that, and having that all on the community calendar. So the radio has a unique way to promote everything from fun runs to Lenten missions.
You mentioned the community calendar, which is a great way to stay plugged into what's happening locally. Can you tell us more about that?
We have a community calendar on the website. By going to thequestatlanta.com and clicking on events, you can find the community calendar, and listeners can find out about what's going on, programs being offered, national speakers coming in, that kind of thing. So it's really the local Catholic radio station can build that community here, which is nice.
So if we go to the community calendar at thequestatlanta.com right now, what's an example of something we'll see there?
The Relics March 31st, happening at All Saints. And that's something that is a national kind of a pilgrimage. Father Carlos is coming and brings these relics and travels around. They come here and there, you know, they come once in a while. And it's nice to have that available to us.
Yeah, and if it weren't for the Quest, we might not even know about it. Looking at the calendar on thequestatlanta.com right now, I see the Sacred Relics on March 31st. It's a teaching and exposition of sacred relics. Over 150 relics are going to be there, some as old as 2,000 years. Among the treasures are going to be relics of St. Joseph, St. John the Baptist, St. Mary Magdalene, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Thomas Aquinas. There's also going to be a fragment of the veil that belonged to Our Lady, and some of the largest remaining pieces in the world of the wood of the True Cross. That is amazing. You can find all that information at thequestatlanta.com. And I'm sure there's plenty of other local information there as well.
We promote what the Archdiocese of Atlanta, the Chancery, what they're putting on, the different things. With the Eucharistic Congress, there's Starve Wars, which is a service project that happens Friday morning of the weekend of the Eucharistic Congress, where you can come and make sandwiches. And I think this year they're partnering with St. Vincent de Paul to serve the community.
So all of that is information you might not know about if not for the Quest broadcasting it and posting it on thequestatlanta.com. When you support the Quest, you support your local parish, your local community, as well as the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Lori Marchuk, who does our donor relations here at the Quest, what would you like to add?
We use those donations just to better our programs and reach out to the community, because we have a lot of outreach through our parishes and through different ministries, the Knights of Columbus, pro-life ministries. I mean, you go on and on about the different ministries we try to partner with. So it really is about joining a community of faithful Catholics and even non-Catholics, though, just bringing them to our Lord as believers.
Well, thank you all for sharing your thoughts and stories for this episode of Behind the Quest. Be sure to call in with your donation at 470-508-1160. Or you can do it online at thequestatlanta.com or right from your phone. Download the Quest Atlanta app to make your donation today. And now back to the pledge drive with our theme, The Power of Prayer.
That's the